and the things that are happening in the world that we're so much protected from a lot because we're up where we live. I think that there is going to be a change happening, and I think that it's going to be important that, like Reggie said, and I've said, and many people have said, that there is a preparation of heart that does has to. Yeah? No? Wait a minute.
Is it lit up? No.
Well, it lights up when I turn it on, and then it goes off. Battery's gone? So I can take this off.
Now I can use the mic.
Yeah, I'll do that. Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as I was asking the Lord about the message this week, I had one message I thought up until this morning. And then again, you know, there's, I don't know why he does that to me, but anyway. So he made me think of some things in a different way. So I want to talk about our faith today, because when we, being in a world that's changing the way it is, being in a world that the Bible describes as far as coming to the end of an age and all of the conditions that are going to be there, we need to be able to, number one, not be afraid. Not be afraid of the things that are going to happen. Not be afraid of things that are happening while it's taking place. But that we can find a peace and a security and a trust in God all the way through. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go into a situation, isn't it better if you know about it and you're prepared for it and you've given it over to God and God's given you the strength, mental strength, to be able to, and spiritual strength, to be able to know that He will be with us. He will neither leave us or forsake us. That the things that happen on the earth, these are things that are caused really by man, and God has a plan to resolve all of this junk. And it's going to happen at a particular time that we don't really know about. But God gives us signs, and He gives us wonders, and He shows us things, and He speaks to our heart and our mind, and He gives us rest when we're in that kind of place. So I want to talk today about our faith, because at the foundation, the bedrock of where we're going to be as a people, to not be afraid, to be able to even hear about things or read about things that are in the Bible ahead of time and realize, oh, that's coming on my way. We don't really particularly like hearing that kind of thing, especially over and over again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But God knows what we need to hear. And God, He gets us ready. And when we're not listening or hearing, He'll keep repeating something. Yeah? You do that? You do that as a parent to your kids? You repeat. You know? So I want to talk about our faith, because I think this is very important for us. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 18.
Luke chapter 18. I'm going to start in verse 7. I'm going to read verses 7 and 8. It says this: "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" Now, there's a lot of things that we cry out to God about. We would love very immediate answers to, and sometimes he doesn't answer us right away. Yeah? Verse 8 says, "I tell you that he," talking about God, "will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" And that's always bothered me. You know, and I've thought, why? Of course, there's going to be Christians on the earth. You know, there's going to be people that know him, love him, serve him. It's going to happen. So why would Jesus even say that? Well, there's some things that when we look at it, we have to say, what is it about faith that Jesus is looking for that would help us to understand why he would ask that question? So we're going to look at two aspects of faith. And I want you to, let's go to 1 Timothy. And while you're going to 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy 4, 1, I just want to make sure, let's rehearse. What is faith? How does the Bible describe what faith is? You're not going to find it in 1 Timothy 4. How do you think of what faith is?
Well, I was going to say what the Bible says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Okay, all right, so this is the exact place I wanted to go to first. Faith is the substance of things that you hope for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. We've talked about this before with messages on faith, is that faith is not the opposite of science. Science is based on evidence. You know, faith is based on evidence, because that's how the Bible describes faith. It's based on evidence. We have evidence. It's evidence that's not seen. It's an inner evidence based on things that you read, what you believe, and that thing is as solid as any other kind of evidence that you can have.
Yeah. Is it Lee Strobel that wrote Evidence That Demands a Verdict?
Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And when we look at the evidence and when we see what Jesus did, and we believe in the resurrection because of the proof that's there, we have evidence to say, hey, I believe that. I have faith in that. Okay? Yes.
Also, as we go through trials in life, and as we trust in God's word, or he pulls us out of those situations, you see how worthy he is,
yes,
to what he has promised us, and that builds your faith.
And that builds faith.
You know,
and that's the second part of what I'm going to get to. So
you have something to really hold on to, because he's proved himself in the past.
Yes.
And he's going to continue.
And he will do that again. Excellent. All right, so let's look at this, the first thing, and I'm going to get to Sylvia's things as the second part. So we want to look at faith as it deals with truth. People can have faith in a lot of different things. Having faith isn't what's important. Having faith in the true God is what's important. Having faith in what he says is what's important. Having faith in truth, right? So truth is very important when we're talking about faith. Now, if you believe in something that's false,
That's not having the right kind of faith. That's a faith that's based on sand, and it's going to crumble. So let's look here.
You know, holding this microphone is very constrained. Okay, so 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'll get there myself. Nah, that's all right. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." So there is, especially at the time of the end, there's a very seducing spirit that pulls people away from really knowing what the truth is. In fact, they're doctrines of devils. It's seducing spirits, these doctrines of devils, are designed to be close to the truth, have an element of truth, pull in the scripture, but then take it in a different direction. And this can happen to people that are going to church. Can't they? It can. To churches that get caught up in falling away from what is really the truth of what the gospel teaches. And so this is a very important part of our faith, is that it's based on the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that today. But it is important that we be people that know what the truth of the gospel is. Isn't that right? I'm going to wait on that. All right, so let's go to the second part, which with what Sylvia said. Trusting God.
Faith in terms of trusting God. When you put your faith in God, you're trusting Him, aren't you?
And I want us to turn in our Bibles to 1 Peter. Chapter 1. And I'm going to start in verse 5, talking about us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, this is the hard part, because I think Reggie mentioned earlier too. You know, two different people can have a very similar circumstance, and one person makes a choice to trust God, and another person in a similar situation can make a different choice where they're not trusting God. Right? And so our choice is really important here, that, and I think that the Lord wants us to realize this, because in the things that are coming up, whether it's things with our family, with our church, with what's going on in the community, with what's going on in the country, the world, we have to make sure we keep making right choices here. So, there's a scripture, you don't have to turn to it. It's in Luke 22, verse 32. It's
Jesus tells Peter that that Satan wants to sift him like wheat. That in other words, he's going to go through some personal trial, and that he's prayed for him, that he will that his faith won't falter. And then it says that afterwards, that he might go and strengthen the brethren. And there's lots of things that we go through that maybe we don't like to say, well, God, why are you letting me go through this? I know what's going on, and I trust you, but then maybe you're not, maybe I'm not. And there's something that comes out of it where we can actually strengthen others. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because of what we go through, right? We could talk about this whole thing with what happened with John and Heather and the family and the fire, and how they really walked through that and really has strengthened lots of us as we think about their reaction and how they were such a good example that we can be strengthened by that example of faithfulness, right? So that's
where this all comes in. We're going to need to be there for one another in these days, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. There's a scripture in Acts. I guess I'll go to it and I'll read this to you. Acts chapter 14. Verse 22. He says here, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
This is one thing that you need faith for, because there's tribulation in this world, and we're going to walk through much more tribulation. We as American Christians haven't had it the way other people have had to deal with it, and these things could be coming our way, and we shouldn't be surprised at a fiery ordeal that comes our way. It's going to be something that hopefully we will be strengthened by, not weakened or destroyed by. And I'm telling you, there's going to be lots of people that are going to fall away. There's going to be people that are going to fall away from the faith because things didn't go the way they expected them to. That could happen to any of us if we're not careful. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. You know, if they fall away from the faith, did they really have it to begin with?
Well, the scriptures in 1 John says that they left us because they were never really with us. So that makes it pretty clear that's how it is. So there's going to be people that are going to get moved away. I don't even want to be in the place where I'm stumbling and having left the faith, but I'm in a very weak place. I don't want that. You can still be in the faith, but in a very, very weak place. Because I'll tell you what, one of the other points I want to get to is the enemy is always contending against our faith. He wants to destroy our faith. He can't. For people that have truly taken Christ into their heart, we're going to be saved. But you know, there's going to be that place where he wants to make us ineffectual, get us to a place where we're not. We don't have the joy of the Lord. We don't have that. We don't have that depth of spiritual strength at certain times, and the enemy takes advantage, and then we get to a place where we're not being who we could be in Christ. You want to say something?
Just this week, I was, you know, like there's so much that you're hearing and seeing, and and life is crazy. And this week I'm thinking, wow, this world is really broken. And then I looked at Joe and I said, wow, I'm broken. And I looked at Joe, I said, you're broken. I said, without Christ, because you know
yes,
what, sometimes we're, you know, yes, we have faith and we trust in God, but on a daily basis, how many times do we actually fail? You know, either you react in the wrong way,
that's right,
or you trust in your own strength before you trust and depend upon Christ.
Yes.
You know, and I just said, wow, without Christ, we have no hope.
We have no hope.
And that's on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's waking up every morning. And that's why he says continue in the faith. This is something that happens to us every single day. And yeah, we're going to have our bad days. And we're going to have our good days. But that's going to happen, Steve.
Well, I think, too, there's a myth that if you're struggling, that you don't have enough faith. Or you have no faith. And as humans, we struggle, and that's where part of the scripture talks about strengthening each other.
Yes.
If you see someone that's having an issue or having a hard time, because we're human, come alongside and make it work.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, this is all together. Yes, Rich.
Said, you know, fall away from the religion of Christ. Well, I was raised Catholic between the ages of 17 and deployment in Iraq. I bet Christ. Something happened to me that made me realize he's there and still cares about me. So if you really want to write somebody off, maybe at that point in your life where I was, or I turn my back or walk away, maybe they're just at that point in your life. Mm-hmm. Something will bring you back.
I can't hate you.
Well, like you said, I walked away.
Yeah. But yes. I think that we are attacked, though. The closer, and I was just talking with Jen about this, the closer we try to get to God, the more we're attacked.
Yes.
So we have to be very careful and go back to prayer, go back to our family,
Park
in Christ, prayer.
Exactly. This is going to happen to all of us, and we all have those times where we're weak and we need someone to come up alongside of us, and if we don't have that ability to grab hold of the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, who does come up beside us to help us, we can be at a weak enough spot. That doesn't mean that we're gone. Even when we walked away, where we think we've walked away, we haven't really totally in our heart. There's that deep seed that's there that is going to end up getting us pulled back in the right direction. So we have a hand up. Yeah.
I think self-sufficiency is a big law, at least for me.
Yes.
Because when I was having that more bad thing consistently, I just went down. I said, Jesus, I can't do this on my own.
Yes.
And I should have gone to that point sooner to realize, of course, I can't do it on my own. And it's only, we're supposed to depend on God. And to learn to depend on Him every day for everything. Even when I'm not struggling. Because it's like Reggie talked about habit. It's a habit of talking to God and telling Him you're depending on Him. That's one of my stumbling blocks, is my self-sufficiency.
Yes.
Boy, I'm learning.
Yeah. I think that's really that whole thing about habits, so important for us to be in the habit of listening. You know. All right. Now I want us to somebody else. Yeah.
Say, without the trials, how are you ever going to build spiritual muscle?
Right.
Over the last 47 years, I feel like I've been in the bodybuilding business.
So,
you know what I mean?
And that's all. That's for here. You know, some of that is for here, but some of that is for what happens after.
Right.
You know, there's a build-up somewhere. You say, why do we go through this stuff? Why does certain families, certain people, certain things happen? We're looking from this perspective on this life. Yeah. But what happens after? You know, we're not just going to be floating on a cloud. That's not the afterlife.
No.
You know, you're still going to have a purpose in the afterlife. So why do you need to have that muscle built up? Why do you have that strength? Part of it is for here. Part of it is for what your purpose is after.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's really true. And you know, for what's going to happen in the next life, what's going to happen next year? What are we going through now that we need to be able to strengthen our brother next year?
Next year.
Or for us to be able to handle what's coming up next year. There's reasons and you know, God sees it from a different perspective. We look at it from a very myopic viewpoint. And it's important for us to make sure, as we were talking about in this point, that we trust God. We have to be reminded to trust God. We have to be reminded to rely on God, that our faith is in God, not in ourselves. Isn't that right? How important this is, and especially how important it seems like whenever we talk about, you know, Jesus said, well, am I going to find faith when I come back? And in the latter days, people are going to be listening to the wrong kind of teaching, the wrong ideas, you know, the self-sufficiency and, you know, other things. And this is why it says, in the book of Jude, there's only one chapter, so book of Jude is one, I think it's verse 3, it says that we need to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. This is not easy. There's all these things that come out of our heads all the time to try to destroy our faith. How precious is our faith to God? We can't even please Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, it says in the book of Hebrews. Isn't that right? So here we are at the end of the age, and Jesus is saying, am I going to find faith? There was a reason He said that. He doesn't just throw out a sentence for nothing. There's a reason why He puts that, He posits that question. What?
The scripture you just quoted, the thoughts of the mind, which was quoted. But it's the faith. Not
yes.
Just generic faith or a faith, but the faith given to the saints, because that's why we need to study, make sure on the right path and not something else, something parallel or something opposite.
Yes.
And that's why his question is, the faith going to be here when I come? Because there's always be faith.
There's always going to be some kind of faith. Yeah.
I believe in something.
Yeah.
I believe in something.
People believe in some things.
Yeah.
But is it the truth? And are we really trusting God through all the things that are going on? Is the faith going to be here at the end? Because things are... I look at the world today, and I think the world is unraveling. It's unraveling. It's crazy what's going on. And with all of that, can we handle looking at it, facing it, saying, yes, this is happening, still have peace, still have joy, still have wisdom, where we're not overrun with fear? This is who God is looking for at the end of this age, are people that aren't going to be overwhelmed with the fear of all of these things. They're not going to run away from putting their heads in the sand and pretending that everything's okay or everything will get better after a while. All these things have always been this way, and the world always comes back around. You've heard that before, haven't you? You've probably heard it in my own mind before, that, oh, these things all work out. They will all work out. And yet, when you look at the history of things, you can say, well, it didn't work out too well for some people.
And this time, it's the whole world. How do I know that? Why can I say that? Because I know what it says in the Word of God. There's going to be a one world government. The globalists are already here trying to work this very thing. And if you can't see that, you're not making the right kind of connections. And I'm sorry if I just insulted you. But I do have to say this. It is important for us to see the time that we're in, not be afraid of it, not be afraid to discuss it, not be afraid to see what the Word says about how to deal with it, because God gives us a way through. You know that? God gives us a way through. He does. Now, there was something you guys said I wanted to get back to.
The faith.
Yeah, it was about the faith, but I think it was something else that my mind connected with. So, here we are. The disciples in Luke 17:5 say, Lord, after they hear all these things that are going to be happening, the disciples say, Lord, increase our faith. Can we do that today? Can we ask God? Because I think we need to have an increase in our faith. An increase. Now, you know, how does faith come?
By hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God. Right? This means, you've heard this a lot from me, this means a very present hearing from God. It's the present truth. It's what God is emphasizing today in your life. It's what He says to you today to get ready for tomorrow, or maybe something later on today. I don't know. But isn't that what's really important? That we, when we say, God, increase our faith, it's increase our hearing. God, increase my ability to hear Your voice and to see in the things that happen around me, You speaking to me through those things. How many things have we met? Do you think that you and I, do we think that we're perfect in our faith? That we hear exactly what we need to hear all the time. I think we miss it a lot. And that's why I felt that one of the things that God was saying was for us to say, have that heart in us, in ourselves, to say, God, increase my faith. Now, I know what that means sometimes. That might mean some more trial. That might mean that. But maybe not. Maybe it's just, at least in the hearing aspect. That's why Jesus says to all of the churches in the book of Revelation, he who has ears, let him hear.
I was thinking as I was running off the bulletins in the back, that if we know the Lord so well, we'll know when it's His voice. And as I was in the back room, I was hearing people out here and saying, oh, that's Laura talking, that's Lainey talking, that's Ira. I know their voices.
Yes.
Because I know them. And in the same way, the more we get to know the Lord, the more we're going to know His voice when He's still speaking. Yes.
And
that
takes what?
It's true.
At the church in Warren, John Tate, whatever his name is, did a little thing where he had a guy on one side and he had a guy on the other side, and one was represents Satan and the other one was the Lord, and he was talking about where we are positioned, and the closer we get to one or the other, the less we hear the other one. Mm-hmm. So he was right up next to Satan, and Satan was talking to him and so was God, he couldn't hear God, all he could hear was Satan. And yet the other way was the other way around. So it depends on where you are and you walk.
And we gotta come back to this thing. You know, there comes a point where the enemy's speaking to me and I'm not realizing it's the enemy, because none of us in this room is going to keep listening if we know it's the enemy. We're going to go, wait a minute here. But the enemy knows how to disguise himself, and he says things to our minds and tries to bring us down a particular path away from God. And then and when we're listening to that, then that's the direction we go, isn't it? But this is why it's so important for us to be people of faith that turn quickly to the Lord, and I think that comes because of trust, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Trusting that God is going to resolve this, and to say, God, I need the answer, and then wait on Him and get the answer, right? You know, somebody had another.
Just knowing God's character too, you can discern the difference. You know, right. You know who God is.
Right.
You know what His character is like,
yes.
And you know and all about Him. And you know what the evil one is. So He might be speaking to you in a voice that you can't discern it. But the minute He starts things and you know the difference. You know that
then
it's not from God.
That's right. And then
you know,
stop. And what Lane says, you know, I mean, we're all Christians here, and yet we still go down some paths that we and you wonder, why have I taken this long to, you know, for the light to come on? You know, I shouldn't be thinking like this. I shouldn't be acting like this, right? And we're in process. And it's the more that we stand in that faith and remain faithful, the easier it becomes, doesn't it? But I think there's lots of places that our faith needs to grow, our hearing needs to become more finely tuned, because God is not just interested in one facet of who you are. He's interested in everything, and He's interested in what's happening in the world and what it's going to take for His people to put in the input that they need to put into this world. Know what's going on around us. Oh yeah. Yeah, we do. So Lord, I pray that we be people that have a faith that's increased, and Lord, that we trust in You and we relax in You. We find our joy in You. People that trust and obey. And because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If we want to be happy in You, Lord, we need to trust and be obedient. And we thank You, Lord, today, to be people of faith, and Lord, that we contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. In Jesus' name. Amen.